Giving to the poor is fundamental to spiritual growth, cite editor's preface. I remember when I was early in my journey, seeking the kingdom of God. I had just started a new business, and I had been successful to the point that I had a significant sum of excess beyond my needs that I was able to give to charity. I hesitated, thinking that if I waited until I could hear the word of the Lord within even better, then he could direct me with his perfect choice. I immediately heard, "You will never get there if you wait to give, son." I wrote a check soon after. His promise was, "If you seek, as your first priority, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, all your other needs will be met." We can testify to the truth of his promise that while seeking the Lord as our first priority in life, he has met all our material needs far in excess of our hopes. Rather than accumulation, your focus should be on giving from your excess, for it is more blessed to give than receive. You must practice generous giving. When you see a need that you can fill from your excess, fill it. Just react to what comes in front of you, or you can give to deserving charities such as our favorites, Boys Town. By giving, you are practicing what you seek, love and death of self, but give in secret, receiving no recognition from man. Only your Father in heaven will know, and your treasure will become eternal. And remember, it is the love of money that is the root of all evil, not money. Rich or poor can love money. Rich or poor can have little regard for money. Remember, it is written, "Give to the poor, and I will repay you," and God loves a cheerful giver. Ease of giving comes with practice. Start slow and build as you feel the joy of giving. From the word of the Lord within, practice random acts of kindness. Acts of kindness can be to our spouses, children, fellow workers in our occupation, neighbors, strangers, anyone in need of a little assistance. Notice the word random in the previous message. Random is the opposite of systematic, scheduled, continuous, periodic, etc. Why? So that you will not become so occupied with your efforts that you lose the necessary focus of seeking God with all your heart, and to sit, wait, watch, listen, and obey. Acts of kindness include giving to the poor. So with our excess, we respond in secret with kindness to those in need that come in front of our face, and or we can financially support charities, but we don't take up a cause that absorbs our time. Until you have seen Jesus appear in your heart to guide you and bring your salvation, ignore any messages you hear that order or encourage you to spend significant time away from waiting on him. We satisfy those randomly encountered needs only if we have excess funds to satisfy them. And if possible, we should restrain our own expenditures so that we have excess funds available. In other words, we should always maintain savings so that we can respond randomly to those needs that we encounter randomly. Aside from being able to respond to randomly encountered needs of kindness, financial common sense is to also maintain savings to respond to periods of unemployment and unanticipated expenses necessary for our own lives, so we don't give away any of that necessary cushion of savings. Further, if we are a business owner, we also maintain significant savings so that our business can survive and/or adjust if there is a downturn in demand or some crisis that reduces our revenue. Neither do we give away any of that necessary cushion of savings. Give to him who asks of you. Matt 5:42. This command applies to individuals asking for help for themselves or their family. While giving to charities that help the poor is looked on with favor by the Lord, this command doesn't apply to solicitations by organizations. For individuals, the only exception is when you know the person who asks of you is pretending they have needs. For example, in my hometown, there is free medical care, free sleeping rooms, free storage lockers, free cell phones, and 3-5 free meals served every day. So if their sign says they are hungry or need money for food, I know they are not sincere. Many homeless advocates tell us not to give money to the normal homeless beggar on the street, rather to offer them a meal or to contribute to the homeless charity in your area. And they even tell us that giving money to such people harms them, and harms the poor people with genuine needs too. If a panhandler is aggressive, or if you see the same person begging for weeks, months, or years, or if you see them passed out on the side of the street, or if you see them partying, or if you see a group of people taking turns begging with a sign, or if they smell of alcohol, all those show the scam of their pretended need. However, if you are in doubt or uncomfortable in declining, then give. And if you feel someone has a sincere need, then give liberally and with the joy of helping someone that really needs help. If you know from experience that someone has scammed you, there is nothing wrong with refusing their future attempts to scam you. If someone has borrowed money from you with the promise to pay it back, then failing to pay it back, there is nothing wrong with refusing their additional attempts. If someone explains why they want money, either borrowed or your gift of kindness, and their explanation doesn't make sense, or it is not for a purpose you would consider moral or necessary, you can use your good judgment on whether to comply or not. In a poor country that has few jobs available, it is possible for beggars who continue to beg to be in real need. That is for you to decide. If they are begging, with help wanted, signs in store windows unless they are disabled, which some are, then they are probably scammers. To keep beggars from using your money for alcohol or drugs, you could just buy them a meal or some food from a kiosk or store, or you could contribute to some charity that works with street people. The charity that works with street people has seen all the scams and is more likely to not be fooled. In a country that has no welfare assistance for the blind, then by all means, contribute to their needs whenever possible. George Fox wrote that giving to the blind should be our highest priority. A warning from the Lord: you must distribute liberally. From Deuteronomy, I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land. Deuteronomy 15:11, you shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is of your brothers or of your strangers within your land, within your gates. Deuteronomy 24:14, from Job, the perfect man, allowed by God to be severely tested by Satan, because I delivered the poor who cried, and the fatherless and him who had none to help him. The blessing of him who was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Job 29:12-13, I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched the cause that I did not know. And I broke the jaws of the wicked, and plucked the prey out of his teeth. Job 29:15-17, was not my soul grieved for the poor? Job 30:25, did not he who made me in the womb also make him? Did not one fashion us both in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their needs, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, while the fatherless has not eaten. But from my youth, the fatherless was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided the widow from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor person without covering. If his body has not blessed me for being covered, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep. If I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. Job 31:15-22, from Proverbs, he who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Pro 14:21, he that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who has mercy on the poor honors God. Pro 14:31, whoever mocks the poor shames his maker, and he who is glad at calamities shall not go unpunished. Pro 17:5, he that has pity upon the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay what he has given. Pro 19:17, whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor shall cry himself, but shall not be heard in hell. Pro 21:13, a gift in secret pacifies God's anger, but he who fails to give stirs up wrath of God. Pro 21:14, he that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Pro 22:9, he that oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he that gives to the rich shall surely come to want. Pro 22:16, do not rob the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. Pro 22:22, a poor man who oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain that left no food. Pro 28:3, he who by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, gathers it for him who will pity the poor. Pro 28:8, he who gives to the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes from those in need shall have many a curse. Pro 28:27, the righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked decides not to recognize what condition they are in. Pro 29:7, the king who faithfully judges the poor shall have his throne established forever. Pro 29:14, there is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Pro 30:14, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Pro 31:9, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships, she brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives food to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle does not go out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Pro 31:10-20 from Psalms. The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be taken in the schemes that they have imagined. PSA 10:2. Now I will arise, says the Lord, because of the oppression of the poor, because of the sighing of the needy. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. PSA 12:5. You evildoers have shamed the council regarding the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. PSA 14:6. The wicked have drawn out the sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay those who are of upright conduct. But their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. PSA 37:14-15. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. PSA 41:1. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. PSA 82:3-4. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. PSA 109:15-16. A good man shows favor and lends, he will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. PSA 112:5-9. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. PSA 140:12. Ecclesiastes. If you see the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regards, and there are those who are higher than they. Ek 5:8. Isaiah. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and their princes. For you have consumed the vineyard, the spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by beating my people into pieces and grinding the faces of the poor? Said the Lord God of hosts. Issa 3:14-15. Woe to those officials who write unrighteous decrees and then enforce those unjust laws, to turn aside the poor from judgment and to take away the rights of my poor people, making widows their prey and robbing the fatherless. Issa 10:1-2. The methods of the miser are evil. He devises wicked plans to destroy the poor with lying words, even when what the needy speaks is just. Issa 32:7. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with hungry, and bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, and if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall rise in darkness, and your darkness will be like the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Issa 58:6-11. Jeremiah. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, and so it was well with him. Was this not due to his knowing me? Said the Lord. Jer 22:16. Ezekiel. Behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Pride, overabundance of food, and much idleness were hers and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Ezekiel 16:49. Has oppressed the poor and needy, has robbed by violence, has not restored the pledge, has lifted up his eyes to the idols and has committed abomination. Ezekiel 18:12. Who has withdrawn his hand from oppressing the poor, who has not received usury nor increase, but has executed my judgments and has walked in my statutes. He shall not die for the iniquity of his father, he shall surely live. Ezekiel 18:17. Daniel. Daniel speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, after Daniel had prophesied that he would lose his kingdom because of his pride and be driven into the field to eat grass like a beast for 7 years, which later occurred that day. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you, and break off your sins by righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, so it may be a lengthening of your tranquility. Dan 4:27. Amos thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel and for four, I will not turn away their punishment, because they sold the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of shoes. Amos 2:6. They trample on the head of the poor as on the dust of the earth and turn aside the way of the meek. And a man and his father will have relations with the same woman, and so they profane my holy name. Amos 2:7. Hear this word, you cows, women of Bashan who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their husbands, bring and let us drink. Amos 4:1. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. You afflict the just, you take a bribe, and turn aside the poor in the gate where court was held from their right. Amos 5:12. Hear this, O you who trample down the needy, to make the poor of the land fail. Amos 8:4. Zechariah thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, and every man show mercy and compassion to his brother. And do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the stranger or the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Zech 7:9-10. Matthew, take heed that you do not give to the poor in the presence of men, to be seen by them. Otherwise you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Therefore when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may have admiration from men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you. Matt 6:1-4. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupts, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matt 6:19-21. Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. Matt 19:21. Give to him who asks you, and do not turn away from him who would borrow from you. Matt 5:42. Mark then Jesus looking at him, loved him, and said to him, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Mark 10:21. Luke, give, and it will be given to you. Luke 6:38. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give to the poor, provide yourselves purses that will not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 12:32-34. Then Jesus also said to the man who had invited him, when you make a dinner or a supper, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return, and so you are repaid. But when you make a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. Then you shall be blessed, for they cannot repay you, and you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Luke 14:12-14. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, I will give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man falsely, I will restore four times as much to him. And Jesus said to him, this day salvation has come to this house, for he also is a son of Abraham. Luke 19:8-9. Acts, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the cohort called the Italian cohort. He was a devout man who feared God along with all his household, who gave many charitable gifts to the poor, and who prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw a vision of an angel of God coming to him and saying to him, Cornelius. When he saw him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and acts of charity to the poor have come up as a memorial before God. Acts 10:1-4. Romans, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be arrogant, but respectfully associate with the poor. Do not be conceited with a high opinion of yourself. Rom 12:16. Galatians, and when James, Cephas, Peter, and John, who seemed to be pillars in the church, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcision, the Jewish people. They only asked that we remember the poor, the same thing I was also eager to do. Gal 2:9-10 2 Corinthians. But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. 2 Cor 9, 6, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. 2 Cor 9, 9:1 Timothy charge those who are rich in this world not to be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Charge that they do good to become rich in good works, to be generous, sharing with others, 1 Timothy 6, 17-18. James' pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the orphans and the widows in their need, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world its lusts of the flesh, lusts of the eye, and pride of life. James 1:27 Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? James 2, 5 He who has shown no mercy will receive judgment without mercy. But mercy triumphs over judgment. What does it profit, my brothers, if a man says he has faith and does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and if one of you says to them, "Depart in peace, may you be warmed and filled," while you have failed to give them those things that are necessities for life, what good have you done? Even so, faith, if it is not accompanied with works, is dead by itself. James 2, 13-17, this website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.